What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. Week 7 of the NFL is officially over. We had a lot of crazy games last week. The Carolina Panthers beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They killed the Buccaneers 21-3. The Kansas City Chiefs put up 44 points against the 49ers. You know, I thought it was going to be a close game. You know, obviously with the Christian McCaffrey trade, you know, Tua came back. You know, Tua looked really good in his return. You know, the Dolphins won a very close game. My New York Giants beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in a very crazy close game. And the Chicago Bears beat the Patriots. Don't know how that happened, but yeah. But yeah, guys, we're going into week 8. A lot of crazy games going into this week. And yeah, let's get into it. Alright, guys, let's start with Thursday Night Football. We have the Baltimore Ravens going on the road and playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers coming off a horrible loss to the Carolina Panthers. Here's my thoughts on this game. I don't really know what to say about this game because both teams overall have looked horrible. The Ravens can't finish out games because their secondary can't stop opposing offenses. And the Buccaneers right now, they just look a shell of themselves. They can't get anything going. Guys are dropping open passes. The offensive line can't protect Tom Brady. And the defense, which this defense should be one of the best in the league, they're not playing at the highest level. You know, so it's going to be a long day for the Buccaneers, you know, especially going up against a Ravens offense that should be, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a long day for this Buccaneers defense to stop Lamar Jackson. You know, and especially how Lamar, he's using his receivers more. You know, it's going to be a long day for the Bucs. Now, do I think the Bucs can win this game? Absolutely. You know, but it's not going to be easy. The Ravens offensively are very good. You know, they have one of the best running attacks on offense. You know, this game could go either way, in my opinion, because the Ravens, they can't finish out games. You know, in the second half, the Ravens are horrible in the second half. So this could be an opportunity for the Buccaneers to win this game. I don't know which team to pick, you know, because both teams overall have not been at, you know, I think both teams are better than what their record shows. I think the Ravens are better. I think they're better than a 4-3, you know. And I think the Buccaneers are better than what, I think they're better than what the record shows, you know. But I think this game could go either way just for the simple fact of, you know, the Ravens, they can't finish out games, but the Buccaneers, they're always making mistakes. I'm gonna, you know, I could see the Ravens edging out a win here. And I know I'm, you guys might call me crazy for me picking against Tom Brady, but you know, Tom Brady hasn't looked like himself for the past, you know, ever since week 1. You know, he hasn't looked like himself. You know, the guy's making mistakes left and right. You know, this offensive line can't protect him. You know, and you got a head coach in Todd Bowles who clearly doesn't have a good resume as a head coach. You know, not saying that he's not great at coaching, you know, but we've seen what Todd Bowles has done in the past. I'm going to edge it out with the Ravens, you know, but it's going to be close. But give me the Baltimore Ravens to win this game. All right, guys, let's head into Sunday. We got a 9 o'clock game in London. We got the Denver Broncos playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both teams lost last week. The Broncos, you know what's so crazy? Both of these teams lost to the Jets and the Giants. The Broncos lost to the Jets and the Jaguars lost to the Giants. I'm going to take the Jaguars in this one. I just love what they have. You know, they're very competitive, you know. And obviously the Giants faced them last week, you know. This team, you know, even though the Jaguars are on the losing record, I feel like they are better than the Broncos. Denver, they can't get anything going. They're probably going to be losing some of their receivers. The Broncos are probably going to be losing some of their players once the trade deadline happens. You know, the Broncos overall, they're not a good team. You know, should they be a good team? Absolutely. But they can't get anything going. You know, they're a mess right now. You know, Russell Wilson's hurt. We don't know if he's going to return. You know, everyone's not on the same page. Nathaniel Hackett, he's clearly not a good head coach. You know, the only good thing the Broncos have is that defense. You know, so I think that's one thing you can say why this could somehow be a close game. But Jacksonville, even though they're on a losing record, they compete every game. I feel like Doug Peterson is the right head coach for this team. You know, and I feel like he will get this team going. Once the season continues, you know. They got a lot of young talent. You know, they got a very ferocious defense. Give me the Jaguars. I think Jacksonville can win this game, you know, because I just don't have any faith in the Broncos right now. I'm gonna go with the Jaguars to win this game. Give me Jacksonville. All right, guys, let's head into the 1 o'clock games. We got an AFC East divisional matchup. We got the New England Patriots. They're going on the road and playing the New York Jets. The Patriots coming off a bad loss to Chicago Bears. They're playing the New York Jets. And I'm going to take the New York Jets. The Patriots, they're obviously not a good team. You know, the Jets, you know, I just love what they're doing. You know, their defense is ferocious. I love how they attack the opposing offense. You know, now Breece Hall, rookie running back Breece Hall, did go down with a torn ACL. You know, so he's going to be out for the season. It sucks to see that. But the Jets recently just made a trade. Getting the running back from the Jacksonville Jaguars, James Robinson. You know, so I thought that was a good trick. You know, James Robinson, he's a really good running back. You know, but overall, realistically, I'm taking the Jets because the Patriots are a mess. You know, offensively, they don't have anything going for them. You know, the Patriots, they did not look great, you know, against the Chicago Bears. The offensive line couldn't protect no one. You know, the Bears' defense looked like one of the best in the league. You know, and offensively, the Bears killed the Patriots for the Patriots had the Bears for a little while, but for the entire game, it was mostly Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears steamrolling the Patriots. I'm going to take the Jets. They're clearly a better team. I'm going to go to Jets to win this one. All right, guys, let's head to Houston. We got the Tennessee Titans. They're going on the road playing the Houston Texans. The Titans coming off a clean sweep, beating the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to be playing the Texans, who are coming off a loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. This is clearly not something we should talk about. I'm taking the Titans. You know, the Raider. You know, the Texans, they're rebuilding. You know, give me the Titans to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to New Orleans. We got the Las Vegas Raiders. They're going to be playing the New Orleans Saints. the Saints are coming off that loss to the Arizona Cardinals. This is a weird game because both of these teams right now, in my opinion, are better than what their record shows. You know, I don't know what the hell is going on with the Saints. They can't get anything going. Where's Jameis Winston? Where is Michael Thomas? Where is Jarvis Landry? These guys are not, what's going on? It doesn't really matter because I'm taking the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders to win this game. The Saints are a mess. You know, I don't know what's going on with them. You know, they clearly are not in a good, you know, they're clearly not getting anything going. You know, I'm going to take the Raiders to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Philadelphia. We got the Eagles. They're coming off their bye week. They're going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are coming off a loss to the Miami Dolphins. The Eagles are still one of the Eagles are still the only undefeated team in the NFL. And the Eagles, they're going to be winning this game because the Steelers are no good. Their offensive line's no good. You know, their defense, they can't get anything going. The Eagles should win this game easily. I'm going to go to Philadelphia Eagles to go 7-0. Give me the Eagles. All right, guys, let's head to Detroit. We got the Lions. They're coming off a loss. And they're going to be playing the Miami Dolphins. This is another game Tua should thrive in. You know, you're going up against the Lions defense that's allowing 41 points per game. You know, the Dolphins should this should be another easy win for the Dolphins. Give me Miami to win this game. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins to win that game. All right, guys, let's head to Indianapolis. We got the Colts. You know, they're going to be playing the Washington Commanders. Washington coming off another win against another NFC North team, beating the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be playing the Colts. Matt Ryan will not be playing. It's been reported that he got benched, you know, and Sam Ellinger, hopefully I said his name right, he's going to be starting for the Colts. And this is a weird game. Because I do have a feeling that the Commanders could go into and beat the Colts on the road. You know, the Colts all over, they can't get anything going. Their offensive line can't block anyone. You know, I mean, I love their defense. You know, their defense keeps them in the game, but you know, offensively they can't get anything going. And it's clear to say that Frank Reich might get fired. You know, because it's been 5 years, you know, or more since this guy has been looking for the quarterback of the future for this team. You know, and this is something I've been saying, you know, ever since the offseason, that Carson Wentz wasn't the answer. You know, because look what this guy did. You know, this should be a revenge game for Carson Wentz, but we don't know if he's going to play because he got injured. You know, so this is a game the Commanders could win. You know, they got a great receiving core. You know, they got a pretty good run game. I think this is a close game just because I still believe the Colts defense is that good. You know, but the Commanders could win this game. You know, there's no Matt Ryan. But overall, the Colts are a better team, you know. So I'm going to edge it out with the Colts, but this could be a toss-up game. Give me the Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts. All right, guys, let's head to Jerry World. We got the Dallas Cowboys. They're coming off a they're coming off a win beating the Detroit. They're coming off a win beating the Lions. They're going to be playing the Chicago Bears, who are also coming off a win beating the New England Patriots. So Dak Prescott, he's going to be facing Justin Fields. And here's what I got to say. I was very impressed on how the Chicago Bears played, even though I didn't pick them to win. You know, and I think it's clear to say that the Bears have solved and figured out what Justin Fields can do off what he's really good at and what he's not. And he's clearly a Jalen Hurts type of quarterback. You know, he's a dual threat type quarterback. He can run the football really well. He can, you know, if you put him in good positions to throw the football, he will make those throws, and guys will catch that ball. So I think if the Bears can continue to start using Justin Fields in the RPO running game, run the football, because the Bears, they do got a two-headed monster in David Montgomery and a Khalil Herbert, you know, and the defense is showing up. You know, now it's going to be a challenge. You're obviously going up against a real good team. The Cowboys have one of the best defenses in the league. You're going up against Dak Prescott in this offense, which is very talented. And you're going up against a Pro Bowl running back in Ezekiel Elliott. And the Cowboys' offensive line has gotten better, you know, ever since week one. So this game, honestly, this game could go either way. You know, because I love, you know, the Bears' defense is really good, you know. And Dak didn't play his best game against the Lions. I mean, there were times in that game where the Lions could have changed the game, you know, kept it close. But it's the Lions. The Lions always make mistakes, you know. I think if the Bears can go to Jerry World and beat the Cowboys, I think that's a huge win for the Chicago Bears. And actually, you know what? I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears. I think I'm confident that the Bears can roll to Jerry World and beat the Dallas Cowboys, you know? Because Dak did not play, you know, just because Dak did not play his best game against probably one of the worst teams in the league. You know, so I think, you know, I'm confident, you know, I think that win brings a lot of momentum, and brings a lot of hope into this game where the Bears can go to Dallas and beat a team and prove that, hey, the Chicago Bears can stay in contention for a playoff spot. You know, now do I think the Bears can win this game? Absolutely not. You know, because the Cowboys, you know, they're a really good team. You know, so this is a big test for the Bears. But if they can roll out of Jerry World with a win, I would love that. And I think they can, you know. But it's going to be tough. But I have confidence in the Chicago Bears now. I cannot believe I just said that. You know, when have I ever said that I have confidence in the Chicago Bears? You know, I'm going to go with the Bears. If they can continue. Now it's going to be very challenging for the Bears, you know, going up against that secondary with Trayvon Diggs. But if they just beat, you got to be smart, you know, on offense, you know. But I think the Bears can win it. I'm going to go with the Bears. All right, guys, let's head to Minnesota. We got the Cardinals playing the Minnesota Vikings. This is a very interesting game. The Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins back. You know, this is going to be very interesting. But even though the Cardinals got DeAndre Hopkins back, I'm still rolling with the Vikings. The Vikings are a better team than they're a way better team than the Cardinals, in my opinion. You know, the Vikings defense will get things rolling, you know, and they're coming off a bye week, you know, so they got a full week's rest, you know. I'm gonna go with the Vikings. Even though the Cardinals won, you went up against the Saints team that didn't have any of its pieces. You know, you're going up against the Vikings team that has Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins. He's playing unstoppable football. The offensive line looks very good. The defense is respectable. They're playing at a high level, and the secondary is getting things going. I'm gonna take the Vikings. But I think it's a close game because you now have DeAndre Hopkins, who's clearly a talented receiver. Adding him to this receiving core with AJ Green and these guys, I think that gives Kyler Murray and this offense more ammo to go downfield and put up points on the scoreboard. But I'm gonna go with the Vikings to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Atlanta. We got the Falcons playing the Carolina Panthers. The Falcons coming off a dominating loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be playing the Carolina Panthers, who are coming off a big win, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know who to pick because both of these teams are obviously they're both rebuilding. But one team has a better record than the other. And I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons to win this game. I just love what the Falcons are doing. They're a very dominant football team. I just love how Arthur Smith has these guys fighting in every game. I also love how Arthur Smith is involving Kyle Pitts into the offense more. The run game has a lot to do with their success as well. Cordell Patterson has been dominating this season. I'm going to take the Falcons. Even though the Panthers won, you went up against a Panthers team. You went up against a Bucks team that's struggling. I'm going to take the Falcons. I just love what they're doing. Marcus Mariota, he has been rolling. And this receiving core has been showing up. Rookie Drake London, this kid has been amazing to watch. And the defense is growing and it's getting better. I think the Falcons win this game and they go 4-4. And guys, can you believe this? If the Buccaneers lose and the Falcons win, the Falcons are going to be in first place in the NFC South. Can't you believe that? So I'm going to take, this is the game the Falcons cannot lose. If you want to win this game, Arthur Smith, if you want to be the future head coach of this team, win this game, lead the division. I got the Falcons. All right, guys, let's head to Seattle, where the Seattle Seahawks are at home playing my New York Giants. And guys, this is an interesting game. Both teams who have surprised a lot of people. Geno Smith has been balling out. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, these guys have been showing up. And they're going up against a New York Giants team that no one really expected this team to be as good as they are now. The Giants are 6-1. They're second place in their division. The Seahawks are first place in their division. You got two teams who are very good, obviously. Both teams have very good head coaches. Brian Daboll, he's clearly going to win head coach of the year. And I said this before. Brian Daboll, he brings a big difference to this team. And that's culture. That's believing in his players. The Giants have a lot of talent, that was the one thing I've been saying when Dave Gutterman was with the Giants. I even said that we have talent, even though a lot of people want to bury Dave Gutterman on the ground. Now you got to understand. And this is kind of similar to the Ryan Pace firing with the Chicago Bears. Ryan Pace brought in some a very good talent. He brought in Khalil Mack. You know, he brought in these guys, you know, and he got fired. And Ryan Poles had to deal with that, you know. It's the same thing. It's kind of similar to the Giants, you know. Some of these guys that are playing for the Giants right now are drafted by Dave Gettleman, Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. Everyone thought these two were no good. And look at, these two are running all over opposing defenses. Daniel Jones was rushing more than 100 yards. Saquon Barkley was rushing more than 100 yards. Like, as long as Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley stay healthy, I think, honestly, this offense cannot be stopped. Because Mike Kafka, you know, and going back to what Brian Daboll said in his press conference and what Joe Shane was saying, they're going to put Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley in the best position to succeed. And that's what they're doing. You know, they're running the football with Daniel, and they're getting things going. You know, overall the Giants have been dominating in the run game. You know, and I'm very excited to see what the Giants are going to do once the trade deadline does happen. You know, what are you going to do? The Giants could go either way. They could go after a tight end. They could address the defense. And obviously, they might address the wide receiver position. You know, this is a game that could go either way. But, you know, I just love this Giants team. I just love what Brian Daboll brings to the table. And what he brings is something that this organization never had ever since Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin. And that is discipline, believing in his players, and, just believing in this team. And that's what he's doing. You know, now, it's not easy to go on the road, you know, especially in Seattle. The Seahawks are very good at home. You know, but I'm going to go with my Giants. Brian Daboll, he has his team rolling, and I think the Giants are going to be dominating in this game. You know, it's going to be a close game, and I'm not saying the Seahawks are a bad team, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, but this, you know, Brian Daboll, he has this team fighting. And this team, they don't care, like the Giants, you know, like everyone compares the Giants to the Jets. Because both of these teams, they're playing I don't care type football. They don't care who they're going up against. They're just gonna play their asses off. And they're gonna dominate in every which way. Give me the Giants. But it's going to be a close game. I love what the Seahawks are doing. But give me the Giants. All right, guys. Let's head to Los Angeles. We got the Rams. They're coming off a bye week. They're playing the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm going to take the 49ers. I don't think that's a question. The 49ers. I feel like now that the 49ers have Christian McCaffrey and, you know, adding him to this offense, I think that's going to get things going for the 49ers. You know, you played a really good team in the Kansas City Chiefs. But, you know, I just feel like you're going up against a Rams team who you know how to beat. You know, Kyle Shanahan has a dominating record against the Los Angeles Rams. You know, the Rams, they just can't get things going. The offensive line's no good. Matthew Stafford, I don't know what's going on with Matthew Stafford. You know, like, he can't get things going. You know, the defense, they can't get to the quarterback on time. The 49ers should win this game. you know, give me San Francisco over the Rams. All right, guys, we got Sunday Night Football. We got the Green Bay Cheesehead Packers. They're going on the road playing the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are coming off a bye week as well. And I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. And I'm sorry, but I can't take the Packers. And I'm not trying to say that the I'm not a believer in Aaron Rodgers. Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the overall reason why the Packers are losing these crucial games. I mean, look at the teams they've been losing. Like the Packers right now, they should be what? They should be at least 6-1. They should be up there with the freaking Chicago Bears. But I think there's every reason to, it's not just Aaron Rodgers. And I'm tired of people saying that Aaron Rodgers is the reason why the Packers are losing. I mean, these receivers can't catch. The offensive line can't protect Aaron Rodgers. And the defense, which this defense for the Packers should be one of the best in the league. And they're not getting to the quarterback. I mean, look at the teams the Packers lost. You lost to the Giants. You lost to the Jets. You lost to the Commanders. Those should be three easy wins. And the Packers lost all of those. And now you got to head to Buffalo, New York. Play in the cold, crazy weather. Because you know how... You know, because the weather gets crazy, you know, especially in upstate New York, you know, which I don't live that far away from Buffalo, you know. It gets crazy up here, you know, especially in the month of October. It's going to be tough for the Packers. I just love what the Bills have. They're talented all over. And they're talented in every area. They're talented all over. Josh Allen, he's one of the best quarterbacks in this league. The offensive line is one of the best. The receiving corps is very talented. Their defense that features Von Miller is very talented. They got a talented linebacker corps. Secondary is very talented. Like, they're talented all over. I don't see how the Packers can win this game. Now, do I think the Packers are going to go into this game pissed off? Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you lost to the Jets and the Giants and the Commanders. You lost to three teams that no one really expected to be that good. I think this is a statement game. I think the Packers need to go to Buffalo and, you know, like, would I mind the Packers to beat the Bills? Yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know. Do I think the Packers can beat the Bills? Yeah, because I think honestly, no. I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL. I don't see any team taking down the Bills except possibly the Chiefs the only team I think that could take down the Bills is the Chiefs, you know? Do I think the Packers are better than what the record shows? Absolutely. You know? Do they have the talent? Absolutely. They have a lot of young guys at the wide receiver position, you know? The Packers, if they want to dominate, do not pass the football all the time. Run the football. The Packers, you have two of the best running backs in the league in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Run the football, you know? And they clearly don't do that. So, I don't know what's going on. No one knows. No one knows if it's Matt LaFleur. No one knows if it's Aaron Rodgers calling the plays. No one knows. But they have to get that fixed. Because right now, if the Packers lose that game, the Chicago Bears are going to be in second place. And not only that, the Chicago Bears are going to be back back in playoff contention. But give me the Buffalo Bills. But if the Packers can get things going, it could be an interesting game. But give me the Buffalo Bills. All right, guys, we got Monday Night Football. We got a divisional matchup going on. We got the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going on the road playing the Cleveland Browns. So yeah, guys, Deshaun Watson, it looks like, I thought Deshaun Watson, I was hoping Deshaun Watson would be back for this game, but no, Deshaun Watson, he's out for, what, 11 games, you know, so, don't expect a big return from Deshaun Watson, but it's gonna be happening, you know, it's gonna be happening pretty soon. But the Browns, they're at home playing the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm gonna take the Bengals, but I think this is a close game. I think this game could go either way, in my opinion. But the Browns, they're just a mess right now. They can't get anything going. I was actually starting to become a believer of this Browns team, even without Deshaun Watson at the helm, you know, but the Browns, you know, they're just a mess right now. They can't get anything going. You know, I thought they were showing up against the Ravens. I mean, the Browns had so many opportunities to win that game, but it's like they can't find ways. You know, this could be a, look at, don't get me wrong, this could be a toss-up game. You know, I think both teams are very talented. Obviously, the Browns don't have Deshaun Watson, and I'm pretty sure if Deshaun Watson was playing right now, I think we would be talking a total different discussion about this game. You know, if Deshaun Watson was playing this game, I would take the Browns, because the Bengals, they're not. Even though the Bengals are on the winning, even though they are back winning games, they're not playing as dominating. They're not playing. The way they're playing is not how they used to. They're not playing dominant football. You know, and look at the teams they've beaten. You beat the Falcons. You beat the Jets. I mean, you're beating teams that are rebuilding. You know, this is a team. You're going against a Cleveland Browns team that has a lot of talent on both ends of the ball. You know. But I just love the bit. I'm gonna go with the Bengals because Joe Burrow, he's clearly a better he's a way better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett. But if Deshaun Watson was playing this game, I would take the Browns. It would be close though, you know, because I like Joe Burrow, you know. But give me the Bengals to beat the Cleveland Browns. And also, guys, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers are both on a bye week this week, so don't expect those two teams to be playing. And yeah, guys, those are my picks for week number 8. Let me know how you guys feel about my picks, you know, and yeah. Guys, I'll see you guys on Sunday when I do my post-game takes on the Giants and the Seahawks. And yeah, and I also hope you guys have a wonderful Halloween, you know, eat your candy, watch some scary movies, eat some pizza, do whatever, you know, I'm gonna be having a blast, you know, and yeah, I'll see you guys, and yeah, you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'm out, peace.